This is the SB Live Washington podcast, your weekly conversation about high school sports and the people who play them across the Evergreen State. I'm Andy Bueller, reporter with SB Live, and I'm without my usual co-pilots, Dan Dickow and Todd Millis, today. If you miss Dickow, you can hear him on the ISO podcast, where he publishes two episodes per week, diving into the backgrounds of people in the world of sports, and there's lots to look forward to there. His next two guests are Gonzaga head assistant Brian Michelson, and then on Monday, Baylor coach Scott Drew, the reigning national champ, joins. And if you miss Todd, you can read his work on the site, scorebooklive.com/Washington, and the SB Live Sports app. That's the home for our coverage. But today we have a really fun show this week. I'm excited to share it with you guys. In a few moments, I'll be joined by Franklin Pierce guards and a great brother duo in Jalen Barbie and John Barbie Jr. They play for their dad, Franklin Pierce coach John Barbie Sr. Their sister, Ziana Barbie, is also a baller. So it's a basketball family. It's a family with a lot of history in this state. And the Barbie brothers just led Franklin Pierce to a 2A South Puget Sound League championship on Friday. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about their unique bond and where they got the ability to score at a high clip. Both are walking buckets. They combine to average 50 points a game this season. And that's pretty hard to do in a 32-minute high school game. But before we dive into that, I want to dip into three topics really quickly. First, there's no state championships this year in Washington in this pandemic condensed sports calendar. But we're learning time and time again that, you know, it doesn't mean that there isn't anything to play for. And it's something we've come back to on this podcast, and it's informed our coverage all year as we talk to athletes and coaches who have played in these condensed seasons that started in late February and March and have kind of been sandwiched into the end of this school year. As league and district playoffs take place across the state, you're seeing that more and more, and last weekend was a perfect example. Todd Millis and I were up in Seattle. We covered the Metro League title, Boys and Girls Basketball Championships. It was a four-team playoff. Seattle Prep swept both the boys and girls titles in what has been a banner year for the Panthers. Tamiya Strickland led the girls with 29 points. She was remarkable. Such a gifted athlete, controls the game so well, and there just aren't many players at the high school level that can stay in front of her. So Prep beats Bishop Blanchett on the girls' side. And on the boys' side, Braden Smith hit one of the more impressive game winners I've ever seen. 2 seconds left, down one, baseline inbound. He jumps the inbounds pass and finishes a contested layup through two defenders as the final horn sounded. That video is unbelievable. I'll link it in the show notes. It was even more unbelievable to see it live, to see the celebration, to see a controlled number of people in the crowd make it sound like it was a packed house at Seattle Pacific. A great way to cap the season for the Panthers, who in the football season made a run to the Metro League title game as well, and led by many of the same players, including Smith. The Prep Boys team takes down Eastside Catholic and O'Day this spring on its way to a Metro League basketball title. They beat both teams in the regular season during the football season, of course lost to O'Day in the football championship. But, you know, it's worth noting that some players opted out of this spring season. Paulo Banchero and John Christofilos did not play for O'Day. They're already at college, but Jason Kerr, the head coach there, had that team playing at a really high level. And to prove it, they went 11-2, came back 15 points down in the fourth quarter of that title game, and were in position to win up one with just seconds left had it not been for a miraculous effort by Smith. So shout out to those bringing home league titles and district titles. Shout out to the class of 2021. Graduations are happening. Shout out to you guys for enduring all that you have endured in this crazy year, this crazy senior year. So that's the first thing. Second, Bellarmine Prep grad Joe Highsmith won an NCAA golf championship at Pepperdine. He qualified for the U.S. Open this weekend at Torrey Pines. Todd Millis talked to him and wrote a story on his journey to this stage. That story is linked in the show notes, or if you can find it on the site in the SB Live Sports app as well. So that's thing number two. And thing number three, and finally, we mentioned on last week's show that Portland State hired Camas coach John Eagle as an offensive assistant on the football team. Eagle turned Camas into a 4A state power over the last 13 years as head coach. He's been a coach here in Washington for more than 30 years, and he'll join a staff led by Coach Bruce Barnum in the Big Sky that Eagle has a lot of shared history with Barnum. Wrote a story on the site this week. It's in the show notes. It's about how Barnum worked for Eagle's father, the late John Eagle, who was a legendary track coach, a Hall of Fame track coach at Fort Vancouver. Barnum worked at his Christmas tree farm in high school at Columbia River in Vancouver. And when Barnum hired his son, John Eagle, last week onto his staff, it's Eagle's dream job to join that college staff. They met at a boat dock and in the back of Barnum's pickup truck, and there's a deeper meaning there as to why they met there, what the meaning behind it was. And it was intentional for Barnum to, not only choose that setting, but to let John know that he held a really, really deep appreciation for John's father. So that story is linked in the show notes. It's a powerful one. It's a heck of a gesture by Barnum. So if you want to read that, you know where to find it. Now, at long last, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, John Barbie Jr. and Jalen Barbie of Franklin Pierce join. I want to take a moment to tell you about something really exciting for high school sports fans across the country. SB Live Sports has launched a free iPhone and Android app featuring the latest high school sports news here in Washington and across the country. With the SB Live Sports app, it's now even easier to follow your favorite team and tailor your experience to your interests. With real-time scores and news alerts, as well as video highlights, podcasts, photo galleries, rankings, game coverage, and much more, the app delivers on the content you want in one convenient place. The SB Live Sports app features exclusive content from on-the-ground reporters across the country, and it's the number one source for Washington high school sports fans, with coverage from reporters Todd Millis, myself, Andy Bueller, as well as SB Live's preeminent basketball mind and recruiting expert Dan Dickow. The SB Live Sports app is available at no charge in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Download it today. All right, welcoming on to the SB Live Washington podcast, we have brothers. I think this might be the first brother duo we've had on this podcast. We got Jalen Barbie and John Barbie of Franklin Pierce. You guys are coming off a pretty busy last week with a 2A SPSL title. I appreciate you taking time. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, so I mean, we were talking a little bit before this, before we started recording, but what a night for you guys last Friday. You know, John, you score 37. You guys win the 2A SPSL tournament over White River. That's, you know, a rival of your guys. And then you guys kind of go out and have your last moment, not only as, brothers playing on the same team, but Jalen, for you in a Franklin Pierce uniform, what's this last week been like for you guys? We'll start with you, Jalen, just wrapping up on such a high note in your basketball career, high school basketball career.
I want to say it was very memorable, and like it means a lot that I got to at least play like my last few games with my brother, and like who knows if this may ever happen again. So it was just very special, and I don't know, I kind of just soaked it all in and tried to take the best out of it.
What about you, John? What's this last week been like getting that league title and doing it with your brother?
It felt good, because like it's like I always wanted to play with my brother, and this was like my last year with him, so it felt good to just come out with a bang and win. So it just felt good.
Yeah. How do you guys, because both of you guys are capable of doing what John, you did, dropping 37. You know, you both averaged around the same mid-20s points per game, can score at a really, really high clip. How do you guys feel it out when you're playing together of kind of who's got the hot hand, and at what point do you know, like, okay, like I'm going to feed him?
I think that's really when our brother instincts kind of kicks in. So like we just have a feeling like if we know that, say, John got it, like he had two easy back-to-back buckets, I'm just going to feed him the ball because he's going to get another one. So I think it wasn't like we kind of was battling each other for who's going to score the most points. It was more about how are we going to win and what different ways are we going to win. So it was kind of like that.
Jalen, is there a look in your brother's eyes that you see when you know that he's got it going?
Yes, there is.
What does it look like? Describe it to me. Because I, you know, people watching the game might only see the ball go in the hoop, but is there something that you can tell that, okay, this is going to be a different night for him?
It's kind of like a gritty look and kind of like you don't really have a grin, but it's like a kind of mug type of look. And I just see it in his eyes and I'm like, okay, I'm going to give him the ball. It's over.
All right, John, now I got to ask you, does Jalen have that kind of tell too?
Yeah, he usually just looks at me and then I was like, yep, I got you. And then just give it to him and he just goes to work.
Well, okay, so let's rewind. So the world shuts down right after that state tournament in 2020. And, you know, you guys had lost a close game in that regional round and fell just short of the Yakima Sun Dome. I know you would have loved to have gotten back there this year and absolutely would have. But for most people, you know, last March or 2 Marches ago now, their basketball outlet was completely taken away. But you guys had each other. You had your dad. You had your sister. What was the lockdown part of the pandemic like in the Barbie household?
Pretty much. I mean, for me and John, we kind of took that first, like, as soon as we got out of school, we kind of took that first week off, and then we got right back into working, like doing speed and agility drills, going to parks and just shooting, getting workouts in. So, and also lifting too. So kind of the whole household, it wasn't like even though there was a pandemic going on, it kind of wasn't like, okay, we're not going to just stay in the house. It was more like, we're going to use this opportunity to make the best out of it, to get ready for the summer or for next season.
Yeah, John, did you feel like, you know, in those early days, it was nice to have your siblings there, you know, motivating you every day and just having someone there as an outlet when, you know, so much was shut down?
Yeah, they helped me stay focused. So it was like whenever I like doze off or like do whatever, they kind of like just helped me stay in my lane, just stay focused. So like, yeah, actually, it helps me a lot.
Your dad said that, you know, if you walk down the halls of Franklin Pierce, you two and then your sister are pretty inseparable. Was it always that way going back to elementary school?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Always together.
Yeah. Did you guys grow up playing sports together? What bonded you guys?
I think kind of like our parents, like they always just always had us always together. And I don't know, we kind of just all created the bond. Like we used to always go outside together wherever it was, like wherever I would go, all three of my siblings would go and vice versa. So it just kind of like, we just all got close. I mean, there was a lot of fights into it though too, because they're siblings, but at the end of the day, like it we just all know that we're right there with each other all the time.
Well, I guess you guys are at an advantage, and it's no wonder you guys are both great shooters, because you got built-in rebounders in your same house. like you guys always have somebody to rebound for you when you want to go put shots up. Do you guys do that often? Do you get out and shoot?
Yes.
What's it like during a season when you guys start to kind of lock in, and especially as you started to play together at Franklin Pierce, what was it like, first off, John, step into that high school stage? You step into a stage where, you know, your brother had already was already kind of comfortable, was already, you know, used to the flow and the speed and everything. What was it like adjusting to that, you know, especially in an environment where you have family there and it might feel more comfortable than for others?
Honestly, just like I got comfortable with the team, so it made it more easier. And plus, it made it more easier because I'm my brother, so he would kind of just like, you know, like pass me over to them, and it made the team come together in ways. So it was like, yeah, so it was much easier than normal.
Yeah. Did you feel a moment either this year, last year, where things kind of started to click, where you felt like, okay, you know, I feel good on this stage. I can really dominate.
It was honestly when we went to state, because when we went to state, I kind of felt that little confidence, like we can do this, even though we didn't make it as far. I still got that more of a confidence. I'm like, we can do it. Like we can get there.
So Jalen, just let's run it down this year. So John, you were around 26 points a game, 4 boards. Jalen, 24.6 points a game, 10 boards. Rebounding as a guard, did that always come naturally for you? How did you, take the initiative to, to really like lead your team in rebounding? Because that's, you know, 10 boards a game is no joke.
It kind of all started last year where my dad, he had this talk with me talking about a lot of my points are going to come from the rebounding, and since we haven't always been the biggest team, it was more like, I have to rebound. That's how I'm going to get the little easy buckets or the little easy transition points into helping my team score too. So it kind of was like, if I'm going to get the rebound, I'm going to want it more than you. I might not be the most athletic guy or the tallest guy, but I promise you, I'm going to try to get the rebound no matter what.
You know, is there something about it where you've seen and you fed your brother so many shots that the second it leaves his hand, you know where it's going to miss if he's off? Like, how often were you getting your brother's rebounds? How many of those 10 a game were from your brother?
Probably a lot of them, most of them.
Yeah, you guys seem like you have a pretty good feel for one another, but you know, at this point of the year, you know, the high school season's done. You guys are SPSL champs. You win that playoff. When did it start to sink in, John, that you wouldn't be playing with your brother anymore beyond this year? Has it sank in yet?
Not really, because I still have AU with him, so it really hasn't sunk in yet. But other than that, yeah, not really.
Yeah, is that something that you guys think about, though? Is you know, obviously it's been so great to play together, so great to flourish together at the high school stage in AAU, but, you know, that is going to come to an end at some point. Has that been something that you guys have thought about at all?
Yes, most definitely. Like, we've had talks about it, too, and it'll just come out of nowhere, too, and you'd be like, really, it's like high school season's over. We have probably a few more games just left together outside of high school, and then that could be it.
Yeah. No, I know before we started recording, Jalen, you said you're still looking at your options for next year, but you want to play college basketball. You will play college basketball. As you kind of step into this next phase and out of a Franklin Pierce jersey, what's the key for John then to take kind of center stage in that team going forward? What are you telling him about, you know, how to lead and how to assume that role on his own?
I think just basically everything. He has all the points and the clues, and he just mostly has to just be a little bit more verbal, because he kind of let me to do all the talking on the team and have all the verbal leadership, and he was more like, I'm going to just show you guys what we're going to do type thing. So I think that's about it. And just gaining this confidence to talk a lot more with the team.
Okay. I'll ask you, John, but this question's to both of you guys. You know, you guys played a league schedule this year. Again, White River was right at the top of that league. I know you guys were gunning to beat those guys, which you did. Throughout this season, you guys probably saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, every defensive approach to try to shut you guys down as scorers. You guys probably had the kitchen sink thrown at you in any given game. What haven't you seen at this point? And what was that like throughout the season, feeling out kind of the different ways and approaches that teams might take to stop you guys? I'll start with you, John.
Honestly, it kind of just like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, because like when I'm on the court and they like just throw something at me, I kind of just like adjust. I have to like react faster than normal. And it's just like, it was just weird, because it was just different, because every time we come up the court, it's just something different, which was like, it was just like, you had to just react faster. When you start to like learn how to just react faster, it makes it way easier, and it makes the game come to you. So,
Jalen, was there a certain point in the season where you guys felt like you'd kind of seen it all?
Yeah, we kind of seen it all, like after the first time we played White River, because by that point we played basically everybody else, and so everybody kind of learned from each other and seeing how like what different defenses. So like White River, they did an excellent job. Like, they throw a whole bunch of different stuff at us. They went man. They did a two triangle type thing where they just had two people face guard me and John. Or like they play zone. Really, nobody really pressed us that much though. But it was mostly like everybody threw everything they could at us.
Did you guys see much box and one?
Yes, yeah. We've seen a lot of box and one.
Yeah.
It really started with Edom Claw. The very first time we played Edom Claw, they started off at box and one. And they had their best defender on me in the first half. Then second half, they switched it and gave their best defender to John.
Man, what was that like when you see boxing one? Because there's two of you guys, and so, you know, one of you might have the best defender, but the other one's still playing in a four-man zone. Is it just, you know, hey, feed the ball?
Yeah, it's pretty much feed the ball, and then also at the times, it's like a lot of times they would end up trapping the person that's not gaining. So it was like more or less we got to trust our teammates a lot more and really make them feel confident into shooting. And really looking to score too.
So you guys wrap up this season. Now we're still a few days removed, but you know, you wrap this season up with the league title, and you know, playing for your dad, especially you, Jalen, as you kind of, you know, wrap up your high school career here. What have those conversations been like since you guys won? After the game, there in the post game that night, just kind of. What have those conversations been like with you guys as a family? Were you guys able to, did you talk much about how special that league title was, that league playoff was, or was it something that just kind of went unsaid?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, we talked about it and talked about how it was a special moment, but then at the same time, it was like, we can't be satisfied. And that's like our biggest thing is to stay humble and hungry. So it was more like we enjoyed it and then we still enjoy it. And we remember it, but it's like we also got it. We're going to put in more work just to get better.
Absolutely. John, what can we expect from Franklin Pierce in 2021-2022?
We're coming back even better.
Yeah. Chasing that gold ball in the Sun Dome.
Yes, of course, always. Right on. That's the goal.
Well, hey, guys, I really appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on everything this year, and best of luck on the quick turnaround playing a summer AAU.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, too.
This podcast is brought to you by SB Live Washington and SB Live Sports, your national hub for high school sports news and information. Subscribe for free wherever you get podcasts. If you do it on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review to help us best serve you, the listener. You can find our website at scorebooklive.com/Washington. There you'll see news, features, highlights, podcasts, and everything in the world of high school sports across this state. As always, a big shout out to our sponsor, Washington Federal. Thanks to Dan Dickow and Todd Millis for bringing the heat every week. This song you're hearing is by the band Woodrow. It's called So Far Away. It's written by James Schroeder, Carl Johnson, and my dad, Matt Bueller. I'm Andy Bueller. We'll be back next week.